We're talking about legal recourse for people facing eviction in Milwaukee. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. The Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors, it will consider a resolution today on a pilot program called Right to Counsel for county residents who face eviction. The Wisconsin Policy Forum, it analyzed census data and found more than half of Milwaukee households who rent homes spend at least 30% of their income on rent and fall into the category of rent burdened. What is it like to be a renter in Milwaukee? Have you faced eviction before? Did you have access to legal services? 800-642-1234. Ryan Clancy is county supervisor for the 4th District of Milwaukee County. He's a restaurant owner in the Bayview neighborhood. Ryan, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much, Kate. Appreciate you having me and bringing some light on this important legislation.
Well, let's dig right in. Explain for us what you've put together in this Right to Counsel resolution.
Yeah, thanks. So later on today, we're going to be considering a resolution that has two parts. One is declaring the right to counsel. And what that means is that every resident of Milwaukee County, you know, regardless of means, should have access to an attorney if they're facing eviction and foreclosure or foreclosure. And the other part of that is funding that. So for a year and a half, funding a team of dedicated lawyers and support staff who would make that right a reality.
How many lawyers would you have?
So there's it's roughly 20 staff overall. There's going to be about 12 full-time dedicated attorneys. There'll be some money in there for hours for, kind of contracts, things like that. But about 12 full-time lawyers and a support staff to do intake and support them.
Where would the funding come from?
So the funding would come from the ARPA funds, so the American Rescue Plan Act federal funds. It's an incredibly efficient use of those funds. It's during an emergency, so it meets all those requirements. And my hope and my expectation is that, after the first year and a half, we're going to have the data, the really compelling data that we've seen from other places like Cleveland and New York, to be able to continue this in a more permanent way. And also to make this just part of a larger strategy. So also investing upstream, making sure that people, for instance, know what their contracts say before they sign them, and that we continue with the really important deployment of rental assistance, kind of direct rental assistance, which has kept, 5,480 folks in their homes during the pandemic that wouldn't otherwise have been there.
Well, I want to look at other models in other states in a moment. But what resonates with me is when we talked with the housing coordinator for Legal Action of Wisconsin about evictions last summer, one thing that stuck with me is mediation. That so often the situation ends in an eviction filing because there wasn't proper communication and conflict resolution between landlord and tenant. And so what role does mediation have in your proposal?
Yeah, absolutely. So mediation is a great tool to have in the tool chest. Ultimately, we still need an absolute right to counsel because what we often see is that folks who are in the position of being evicted, do not or cannot show up for things like court dates. I'm very opposed to mandatory mediation, but very grateful for the folks doing it on the ground as an option because often, it doesn't just come down to do you have the rent or not. Often there are bigger issues about, living conditions or, the state of the housing and all that. And those things are things that are appropriate for mediation. But kind of a yes and approach where we offer mediation, but we also ensure that everybody has access to the lawyer seems to be the best way to cover everyone and to bring things to a successful resolution. I've talked to many landlords who were excited about this and that I didn't expect them to be because if their tenants have access to legal counsel, it actually streamlines things and they can get to a successful resolution for everyone a little bit faster.
What outcomes would you expect if your resolution goes through? I mean, what type of benchmarks would you be looking for?
Sure. So some of the easier data to qualify is were people able to stay in their homes? Were we able to come to a resolution between the landlord and the tenant? If we look at places like Cleveland, their data is stunning and overwhelming. And people that are served by this are able to avoid eviction about 90% of the time. I mean, that's ultimately the goal, right? The other things, and I think the even more important effects and sometimes the ignored ones are, not just keeping a tenant in their home, which is absolutely a great thing, but the idea that that tenant is more likely to keep their job. They're more likely, if they have children in the household, that their children will stay in school, that their performance in school will do better, and even that their lead levels are lower as a result of not picking up and moving into different, often precarious housing as a result of eviction. So there are the numbers that we can see that are really apparent, and the tremendous positive effects of legislation like this that's a little bit harder to quantify sometimes, but is definitely real. I mean, I've heard some really deeply personal and compelling stories from folks across the county who have been, you know, impacted by eviction and foreclosure, and have just seen their lives altered irreparably. So I'm really looking forward to those broader effects here too.
We're talking with Ryan Clancy, Milwaukee County Supervisor. He's explaining his right to counsel proposal before supervisors today, providing access to legal aid for residents facing eviction. What do you think of a proposal like this in your community? Are you facing eviction as a result of the COVID crisis? What is your story? What do you think about the Milwaukee County trying to do to help tenants? 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Ryan, what I'm hearing from you is this type of proposal could, you know, really have a ripple effect, that it could promote stability in aspects of life that we may not think about, like, your health, your stability at work, how healthy your children are. Can you kind of explain the scope and the history of the eviction problem in Milwaukee?
Absolutely. I mean, you're right. I mean, it's a public health issue. It's an equity issue. I mean, when we look at the folks most impacted by eviction specifically, we're looking at Black women are disproportionately targeted by this, especially Black women heads of household. And it is it's not something that's been recent. I mean, the eviction moratorium has kind of changed the data. But prior to the pandemic, we've been looking at an average of about 14,000 evictions in Milwaukee County every year. It's a crisis. And this is one that has been a long time coming. But I'm glad that we can kind of work towards a solution on it.
Yeah, I was looking at Princeton's Eviction Lab line graph tracking Milwaukee's eviction trends over time. I'm sure you've seen it. And, you know, this time last year, there was a huge spike in evictions. Looking at that year over year data, do you expect that to happen again if the federal moratorium is moved to the end of July? What might happen?
Yeah, it's, I'm grateful that it looks like the moratorium will be extended, that it won't end in 6 days, and that it'll end instead in 1 month and 6 days. But there is going to be a floodgate of evictions. I've talked to many tenants who are just counting down the days until they lose their housing. So I want to be sure that I am very hopeful that this will pass this morning, but I also want to set people's expectations that we will not be able to go 0-60 on this within that month and to train all of those attorneys and set everything up. It is very important. It's vital that we pass this today and that we get it up and running. But certainly there's going to be an uphill battle in terms of reaching those thousands of people who are scheduled to be evicted as soon as that moratorium ends.
I mean, you know, that is a good point. What is the timeline? How quickly could you scale up and get a program like this up and running?
Right. So fortunately, we have really amazing, dedicated people on the ground right now from, you know, Legal Aid, Legal Action, who have been doing this work with very few resources. And the idea is not to start from scratch and to really learn, you know, work with them, take their lessons, and just provide more support for the work that's already happening, but that hasn't had the dollars to be as effective as we'd like it to be. It's going to be a struggle, but it's important that we do what we can as soon as we can, rather than waiting until everything is in place and perfect. So the right will happen, I believe, in 6 days when it's signed into law. I know that the people on the ground through the Department of Health and Human Services, that their housing division is incredible. And they have a lot of leeway in kind of how those dollars are going to be distributed as quickly as possible.
We're talking about evictions and a right to counsel proposal on the table in Milwaukee. Ryan Clancy is County Supervisor for the 4th District of Milwaukee County. Do you think every tenant should have the right to legal representation? How helpful do you think legal help would be in solving housing issues? Are you a landlord? What are your biggest concerns here? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Ryan Clancy on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The national moratorium on evictions may be extended by 30 days, sunsetting at the end of July. The Biden administration signaled yesterday its plans, citing concerns over a new wave of evictions. That reporting by the New York Times and other outlets. A right to counsel resolution. It goes before the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors today. Do you think the ban on evictions should continue until the economy is more stable? Is there a better solution? What should be done to stop a wave of evictions around the state? Join in 800-642-1234. Ryan Clancy is a county supervisor for the 4th District of Milwaukee County and stays with us. So, Ryan, what are you hearing out of landlords when it comes to this proposal, this right to counsel?
I had assumed, frankly, when I first proposed this, put in the report, you know, last November, that we'd face kind of unified opposition from landlords. As it turns out, the best landlords out there are very much in favor of this. When this was in front of committee, in front of finance last week, my colleague, Patty Logsdon, who I think she would agree with my assessment that she is among the more conservative folks on the board, started her speech from the floor by saying that this was expensive and that she anticipated the same thing, that landlords would hate it. And then she said how she talked to landlords and that they supported it and that they, you know, they are not the best landlords out there, the ones that are not the absentee out-of-state landlords, the one actually is the ones trying to invest in the community to the extent that they can, are okay with their tenants having legal representation. Because why wouldn't you be if the goal was not to just, you know, turn people out on the street? And she added her name as a co-sponsor. And I am incredibly grateful to have this in common with a colleague that I sometimes don't. And the support, I think, both from my colleagues and from the community has been amazing. I mean, the United Way has pledged $1.5 million towards this over the next 5 years. We've had just a huge, broad array of community groups really stepping up and saying that this is something that will make a significant, very real impact in the lives of thousands of people.
So under this proposal, what might change for landlords with eviction filings? What would be different?
Yeah, so I mean, the filing essentially would be similar. It would, you know, be the 5-day notice and the, you know, that my hope and the expectations that, you know, are based on data in other places where those filings actually go down. If you're an unscrupulous landlord and you don't really have a leg to stand on legally, but you just want a tenant out for a reason that's not related to something legitimate, like non-payment of rent, you're less likely to file that eviction in the first place. In fact, I think in Cleveland, New York, they saw a 30% reduction in the number of filings to begin with. And the first thing that this does is to get rid of some of those more frivolous actions from lawyers trying to get their tenants out. Even when something does get to court or does get filed, they tend to be resolved faster when there's a lawyer on both sides, because landlords already have lawyers for the most part. I mean, it's well above 90% in terms of representation on the landlord side. But in Milwaukee and in most places, less than 3% of tenants have lawyers. Hmm. So, you know, evening that playing field a little bit and having lawyers who are familiar with, you know, tenant-landlord law talk this out on behalf of their clients really does provide a lot of equity and makes things better. I mean, more people stay in their homes ultimately.
Cleveland, Ohio is popping up here and there as we talk. And I'm wondering, you know, when you mentioned 93% of cases were able to avoid an eviction or an involuntary move, what is going on in Cleveland?
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I think the data that we've seen there and in New York, it really underlines the fact that we can spend a relatively small amount of money to make a really huge difference in the lives of people. But yeah, it's... Yeah, I mean, and those numbers are stunning because that's after those evictions are filed. It doesn't even, those numbers don't count the many evictions that aren't filed in the first place because landlords know that they might face opposition unless their claim is a legal and reasonable one. But yeah, I mean, that's ultimately what we're after. It is not just, delaying somebody's eviction, but it's working things out between the landlord and the tenant. Because often it doesn't just come down to rent, but that sometimes it does. And one of the reasons I'm excited about having this program under the Department of Health and Human Services with the county is that those are the same folks that have access, at least right now during the pandemic, to those rental assistant dollars, where they can meet somebody who is, facing eviction and say, what is the problem? If the problem is just rent, if they were impacted by the pandemic or something else, and we can provide them some dollars to get them current on rent, and that was the only issue, then that's also a great resolution to this. So I think having kind of a full, support services array available to folks instead of just saying, well, we'll give you a lawyer and that's going to just delay the inevitable for a month. But actually looking at not only if they're behind on rent, but why they're behind on rent and providing some additional support there, I think is one of the reasons that the Cleveland and other places are doing so well. And that's the goal here in Milwaukee.
And it seems like you do have that supporting data that so many Milwaukee renters and households are rent burdened. Do people in Milwaukee, all of those renters, are they paying a lot to stay in their homes?
It is. I mean, we're paying a huge amount of our monthly income towards housing, and the options out there are just not good. I mean, we're trying to help a friend of the family to get his first apartment. He joined us from another country, and being that close to his story is just heartbreaking. He's applied for I've lost track of the dozens of places that he's applied for and the scores of them that he's looked at. But it's really difficult to find safe, supportive, and affordable housing here in Milwaukee. One of my hopes is that this legislation will make Milwaukee less desirable for these kind of out-of-state absentee landlords that are buying up a lot of the housing stock, that are preventing folks from buying, sometimes their first home because these out-of-state landlords are showing up with a lot of cash and really swamping any person who might have to finance their first place. And are taking a lot of that, more affordable housing stock and increasing the prices on it. So my hope is that these out-of-state landlords, the ones that are not investing in the community, will look elsewhere and will go to other markets and let the smaller landlords and first-time homeowners really put down some roots here.
Ryan Clancy is with us, Milwaukee County Board Supervisor, 4th District. We're discussing his right to counsel resolution. Have you applied for rental assistance? Do you feel you're rent burdened, or are you in the process of applying for rental assistance? What questions do you have about how the process works? What do you see out there as you look to rent a home in the city of Milwaukee? 800-642-1234 to join in. Ryan, you mentioned this proposal, how it might also affect things upstream in housing in Milwaukee. What might be the ripple effect of this proposal, especially as you look around the boardroom at your fellow supervisors?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really looking forward to to all these other effects. I mean, looking at the on the face of it, the cost of it is about $2 million a year, and that sounds like a lot until you realize, how much that is, per eviction that we can prevent. I mean, between this and looking at the Department of Health and Human Services and the amazing effects that they've been able to have with taking rental assistance dollars and giving those directly to people that need them during the pandemic. And again, that was 5,480 evictions that were prevented through the application of dollars, really underlines the idea that if we prioritize spending money on human needs and not on punitive things and some of the things that always get the headlines, that it works. And I think I'm confident that this is going to pass this morning. And I'm confident that we're going to have the data in a year and a half to keep this going, and that we're going to be able to, maintain a focus on human needs, which is really why government exists and why the county government specifically exists in the first place.
As we wrap up here very quickly, you have a restaurant. I'm just wondering how it's going right now as a restaurant owner in the pandemic.
Boy, we had a restaurant. We hope to open back up, and we will need some of those restaurant relief funds that are being blocked by the SBA or by a lawsuit for the SBA in order to open back up. So I hope to be an employer again soon, but yeah, time will tell on that.
Ryan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you having me, Kate.
Ryan Clancy is a Milwaukee County Board Supervisor. Ahead this hour, we talk with the City of Milwaukee's new health commissioner about battling this stage of the pandemic and other pressing health issues in our city. What do you want to ask the health commissioner? 800-642-1234. News update is next on the Ideas Network.